Good afternoon and welcome to My Music Room with Stacy Lunsford. Today, I will continue to teach about praise and worship. And we will be learning about the various ways that we can praise God. But before we get started, I would like to ask everyone to prepare your hearts, prepare your mind to go before the Lord. And we're going to take this time to cleanse, to get rid of everything that serves no purpose. And we're going to get rid of everything that has no value in our lives. And we're going to take a moment to just empty out and get rid of everything that is troubling us. We want to let go of everything that is hindering us, all of the things that have been blocking and trying to stop us from coming to God with a pure heart. Everything that has been trying to stop us from worshiping God in spirit and in truth. John, the 4th chapter, in the 24th verse, it says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So how do you worship God? How do you go before God? Do you go to God any kind of way, or do you take a time? Do you take the time to cleanse your heart and to cleanse your mind? I'm asking these questions because sometimes we could be upset. Sometimes we could be angry. Sometimes we could be frustrated or irritated. And regardless of how we feel, God understands that. But we want to make sure that we don't go to God any kind of way. And the purpose of this teach is to bring awareness to the fact that we need to reverence God, that we need to honor him. So there's a few things that I would like to share with you this afternoon. We don't want anything to hinder our time of worship and praising God. So when you are about to enter into worship and you are about to enter into praise, just take a moment to cleanse your heart and ask God to forgive you of all of your sins. Ask God to take away anything that's troubling you, anything that is on your mind. And just take a moment to just let go and let God. Forget about yourself. Forget about the problems. Forget about the job. Forget about everything. And just concentrate on God. And prepare your heart to go before the King of Kings with humble adoration and with love and the utmost respect. So we don't want to harbor unforgiveness. Neither do we want to harbor bitterness or resentment in our heart. Because the Word of God tells us in John 4, verse 24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So even if you have unforgiveness in your heart, even if you are bitter or you have some resentment, be honest with God. God knows anyway, and God wants us to be honest with him. So if you have unforgiveness in your heart and you know you are about to enter into worship, or you are about to praise God, or you are about to pray, Just go before God in your own way and ask for help. Ask God to help you to forgive. Tell God why you are bitter. Let him know why you have resentment in your heart. And then invite God into that situation so that he can help you to receive the healing and the deliverance that you need in that area. And I want to tell you why. When we harbor unforgiveness, bitterness, and resentment in our heart, it will cause us to operate in a spirit of error. Now, King David, he cried out to God in Psalms 51 and verse 10, and he said, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me." You see, King David recognized that he was operating in a wrong spirit. He knew that he sinned against God and God alone. And he came before God and he asked God to cleanse his heart. He said, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew in me a right spirit." And that simple, it was done. God forgave him. God created in him a clean heart and God renewed in him a right spirit. So now David was able to worship God in spirit and in truth. And it's real important that we understand how easy and how simple this process is. Because many times when we harbor unforgiveness or bitterness or resentment or awe in our heart towards another person, it will cause us to back away from God and we'll stop interacting with him the way we want to because we feel as though God will never forgive us because of or that he won't hear us because of the conditions of our hearts. So the bulk of this message is to teach us how to prepare to go before the Lord and to go before him with a clean heart and to be honest with God because God understands. We don't want to go before God any kind of way. We must come to God with a spirit of humility. We must come with a broken and a contrite heart. John 4:24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So how do you go before God when you're preparing to worship him? How do you go before God when you're preparing to pray, to praise, and to worship him? God wants us to come humbly, yet God wants us to come boldly before his throne. God wants us to be confident in who we are. God has given us power and authority to enter into his presence as his own. He is our Father. He is our King. He is Lord of Lords. And we want to give him the honor. We want to give him the glory. And we want to give him the praise because God is worthy to be praised. So we must come before God's presence respectfully. And we must reverence God for who he is. He is our Heavenly Father. He is Alpha and he is Omega. He is the beginning and he is the end and he is everything in between. God is God. Before God, there was no God made and neither will there be after him. You see, God wants us to know him. God wants us to understand him. In Isaiah, the 41st chapter and verse 10, it says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." And God bless you, Suzette Thompson, for listening. Thank you so much for joining in with me. Now, I want to talk about Isaiah 41 and verse 10. And we are in the music room. And it is in the music room that we are going to learn how to worship God, how to praise God, how to enter into his presence, how to honor God, how to reverence God. Now, in Isaiah 41 and verse 10, God would love for us to be in relationship with him. But God has also given us a prophetic instruction. God is saying, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." And I'm sorry, God wanted us to read that scripture, but that's not the scripture that I really wanted to. I wanted to share the scripture, Isaiah 43 and verse 10. And it says, "Ye are my witnesses and my servants." And God wants us to know him. God wants us to understand him. And he said, "Before me, there was no God made, neither will there be after me." And so I want to make that correction with that scripture. It should have been Isaiah 43 and verse 10. But we're still going to hold on to Isaiah 41 and verse 10 because it's there for a reason. You see, God doesn't want us to be afraid. God said, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God." So some people, when we enter into God's presence and the Holy Spirit really takes over, some people are afraid to yield and to surrender to the promptings of the Holy Ghost. And God doesn't want us to be afraid. And the more time that you spend with God in his presence, the more time the closer you will get to God and the closer you will get to the Holy Spirit, and that fear will just leave you. But it is during our times of intimacy with God. God said, "Ye are my servants and my witnesses." And he said that he wants us to know him and to understand him. Well, how can we know God? How can we understand God if we are not spending time in his presence? And in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. So when we enter into the music room, when we enter into the throne room, when we enter into that special room in our houses, whether it's your bedroom, whether it's your kitchen, whether it's the shower, everybody has a special place where they commune with God, where they worship God, where they meet with God. And when you prepare your heart and your mind to go before the Lord, there are some things that we need to do. And we need to prepare. We need to cleanse our hearts. When I wake up in the morning, before I get out of bed, I thank God for letting me wake up to see another day, and whatever is on my heart, that's what I share with him. But like this morning, I woke up, Suzette, and there was just such a joy in my heart. And I made a joyful noise unto the Lord. And I began to bless his holy name because he is good and his mercy endure forever. And that's what we taught about last night. But after I began to just worship God, I had to get up and I had to go to the bathroom because I wanted to wash my face. I wanted to brush my teeth. I wanted to comb my hair because I recognized that I am going before the King of Kings. Suzette, I am going before God, the creator of this universe. I am going before my Father, and I don't want to go before him any old kind of way. I want to be presentable. I want to look good. I want to smell good. And when I open up my mouth to praise him, I want to release a praise, an acceptable praise unto God. I want God to be pleased with my worship. I want to be I want God to be pleased with my praise. So I'm not going to go before him any old kind of way. I'm going to prepare my heart. I'm going to let go of everything that serves no purpose. I'm going to let go of everything that has no value, everything that would try and stop me from entering into his presence. So God said that in Isaiah 43 and verse 10, God said that we are his servants and we are his witnesses. And one of the ways that we get to be a witness about the goodness of the Lord is to share our testimonies and to share all of the wonderful things that God has done for us. And one of the ways we do that is sharing our testimony and telling people what God did for us. Some of the ways we do this is in praising God, singing unto the Lord a new song, worshiping God. What has God done for you today? And how have you given God the glory? Did you let God know that you appreciate him? Did you let God know that you're grateful? Did you let God know that it's all about him? Did you let God know that he is the apple of your eye? Did you let God know that you love him? Did you reverence God? Did you honor God? Did you worship God? Today, we're talking about praise and worship, but we're talking about how to prepare our hearts and our minds to go before God. Now, God said that we are his witnesses and his servants, and that he wants us to know him and understand him. One of the secrets that I love about worship is getting to know God. Because as we begin to worship God, God will reveal himself to us. God will speak to us. God will release mysteries to us. As we begin to worship, I'm just smiling while I'm saying this because I love God so much. But worship brings you closer to God. There is a certain level of intimacy that takes place during worship that ushers you into the presence of the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. I'm getting so excited about getting to know God and learning how to spend time with him and learning how to come before God in humble adoration. So I want to share a very popular scripture in the Old Testament. In Exodus, the 19th chapter, verse 10, and Exodus, the 19th chapter, verse 22. In preparation to receive what we will be doing and sharing in the word of God. Now, after today's teaching in the music room, this is preparing us to go to Psalms, the 96th chapter. And in the 96th chapter, we're going to learn how to praise God from a biblical perspective. And I did not want to jump into that teach without taking the time to teach about preparations for blessings, preparing our hearts, preparing our minds to enter into God's presence, pure, holy, righteous, set apart. And I'm getting ahead of myself, but it's so connected with these scriptures in Exodus, the 19th chapter. So if you're following along with your Bibles, Exodus 19 and verse 10, Exodus 19 and verse 22. So I'm going to start reading at Exodus, the 19th chapter in the 10th verse. And it says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes." Exodus 19:22. "And let the priest also, which come near to the Lord, sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them." So as we prepare to worship God, What do you see in these two scriptures that we need to do? The Lord said unto Moses, go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their own clothes. So right there, God is saying, I want the people to sanctify themselves. I want the people to wash their clothes. Now, what does it mean to sanctify the people? We know what it means when we wash our clothes. If our clothes are dirty, we wash them and everything, the dirt, the impurities, the stains, everything come out of the clothes and we put on clean clothes. But when it comes to sanctification, what is God really saying? And as we prepare to praise God, as we prepare our hearts to worship God, like I said earlier, it's important that we prepare to reverence God, that we prepare to honor God. And we cannot do that without cleansing our heart. So sanctification is important. And God instructed Moses to tell the people that they needed to sanctify themselves and that they needed to wash their clothes. They needed to put off everything that was dirty. They need to put off everything that was tainted. They needed to put off everything that served no purpose and no value that would hinder them from coming before the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. So sanctify is to set apart or to be set apart. Sanctify is to be declared holy. Sanctify is to be consecrated. It's to live a consecrated lifestyle. Many times people will fast and pray and it's just for a season. But sanctification and consecration is for a lifetime. It's 365 days out of the year. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So this scripture is talking about a lifestyle, and it's talking about consecration. It's talking about sanctification. Sanctify is to be cleansed or to be purified. So in the above text in Exodus 19 and verse 10 and Exodus 19 and verse 22. In verse 22, it says, and let the priest also, which come near to the Lord, sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them. And this scripture is crucial that we understand the importance of being cleansed and sanctified before the Lord. Now, these two scriptures, one scripture, God is instructing Moses to tell the people to sanctify themselves and to wash their clothes. Now, in the next scripture, it's talking about the spiritual leaders, the priests. So I want to make it perfectly clear that the priests that are spiritual leaders, they are not exempt from sanctification. They are not exempt from coming before God with a spirit of purity, with a pure heart. In these two verses, God is giving clear instructions on how we are to come before his presence. He says, sanctify yourselves and wash your clothes to the people. And then to the priest, he says, sanctify yourselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them. And I want to say that we are living in a time where the priests, where the spiritual leaders, they are not respecting God. They are not honoring God, and they are going before God any kind of way. And God is not pleased. And there are some people that are also doing the same thing. They are going before God. There is no sanctification. They are wearing dirty clothes. And this is why it's important that we take the time to cry out in the words of King David in Psalms 51 and verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew in me a right spirit. And also in Psalms 51, it says, purge me with hyssop, O God. And when back in the Bible days in the Old Testament, they would dip the hyssop, which was a part of the branch of the tree, and they would dip the hyssop in the blood, and they would sprinkle the blood on the sacrifice. They would sprinkle the blood on the altar. And back in the old days, the people had to come to the temple, and Moses and Aaron, they would make atonement for the sins of the people. But when Jesus died, Jesus, he became the living sacrifice. He was the lamb that was slain for the remission of our sins. And when Jesus' blood was shed, we no longer needed to be purged with hyssop. The branches didn't need to be dipped in the blood of the sacrificial animals that were slain for the remission of the sins of the people, because Jesus, he was the perfect lamb that was slain. And Jesus is worthy to be praised. Worthy is the lamb. Humble is the lamb. Jesus is the lamb. Praises to the lamb. And we have to learn how to reverence God. We have to learn how to reverence his word, and we have to learn how to reverence Jesus, how to honor Jesus, how to even honor and reverence the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. The Holy Spirit is our counselor. And if we would listen to the Holy Spirit before we enter into prayer, before we enter into praise, before we enter into worship, he will speak to us. He will lead us. He will guide us, even with the emptying out as we begin to pray. And all you have to do is invite the Holy Spirit into your situation, into your conversation, and ask him to help you to empty out and to prepare your heart to go before God, because you love him so much. You don't want to go before him in a spirit of error. You don't want to go before God with dirty clothes on. You don't want to go before God with an impure heart and impure thoughts. Now, sometimes we have things on our mind, and I'm not saying that we can't go to God with these things. We can. God wants us to come to him. But I'm saying we have to reverence God. We have to honor God. And we want to ask for forgiveness of all of our sins before we even enter into his presence. And I pray that you are being blessed by this message. So in Exodus, the 19th chapter and the 10th verse, in Exodus, the 19th chapter and verse 20, God is providing prophetic instructions to Moses to give to the people and to give to the priest. And the message was very clear. God said, clean yourself up, wash your clothes, and put on clean clothes. And that's why I shared Psalms 51 and verse 10. And just about every message I share, I always go back to Psalms 51 and verse 10, because I want God to create in me a clean heart. I want God to renew in me a right spirit. And we must learn how to ask God for these things. We can't do it on our own. We all have sin in our hearts. We all have something that we're dealing with, something that we need to let go of. God is perfecting those things concerning us, so we don't need to feel ashamed or embarrassed or feel like whatever we're dealing with, God can't handle it, like it's too deep for God. It's not too deep for God. It's not too hard for God. And dig this, it's not too dirty for God. You not too dirty for God. When God look at you, when God look at me, he don't even see the dirt. He see the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. We've been washed by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. I thank God for his word. So lesson number one, We must prepare our hearts for worship. And we prepare our hearts for worship by cleansing our hearts and cleansing our minds. You see, before we can enter beyond the veil, our journey starts at the outer courts. And it's at the outer courts that we put off everything that would prevent us from entering deeper into the holy place, where we are free to worship and we are free to praise God. And it's in the holy place that we begin to barak God. It is in the holy place where we transition into a deeper level of intimacy and we begin to say, hallelujah, God, I love you. I adore you. I worship you. And we lift up holy hands to God and we wave our hands in a love offering. And we just let God know how much we love him and we adore him. And it is in the holy place that we begin to worship God. Have you ever worshiped God in the holy place? Have you ever worshiped God and the tears begin to fall down your face? Have you ever worshiped God and prayed to God while you was crying and then you laid down, or maybe you was laying prostrate on the floor or prostrate on your bed? Have you ever cried during worship and you fell asleep in his presence? My God, that's the best sleep ever. When you fall asleep in his presence, when you fall asleep in worship, and you hear the tone of my voice is changing because we're talking about worship. We're talking about intimacy with God that is found in the holy place. And it is in the holy place where we go deeper into his presence. It is in the holy place where we are free to worship God. It is in the holy place that we are free to praise God. It is in the holy place where we begin to worship and to cry out to God. Intimacy with God is present. And as we begin to worship God and as we begin to praise God, we enter into a higher level of intimacy, and we leave the holy place and we go even deeper beyond the veil. And my question to you this afternoon is, how deep do you want to go? And how deep do you want to grow? My name is Stacy Lunsford, and you are listening to the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network. Thank you for joining me in my music room. It is in the music room that we are going to learn about praise and worship. It is in the music room that we are going to learn about music from a biblical perspective and the importance of music during worship and the importance of prayer and the importance of preparing our hearts to go before our Father. And so I thank you so much for joining me. And I will be back with part two tomorrow. And part two, we will deal with Psalms 96. And Psalms 96 is a psalm that teaches us how to praise God, how to enter into his presence. So I want to leave you again with John 4 and verse 24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And Psalms 51 and verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And Exodus 19 and verse 10, and Exodus 19 and verse 22. As we prepare to worship God, let's prepare our hearts and our minds to see him, to hear him, and to respond to him. Praise is an action word. When we praise God, God responds to our praise. And last night we learned that God inhabits the praises of his people. And we also learned that God sends ambushments against our enemies when we praise him. So I pray that something said today has blessed you, has encouraged you. And again, I would like to thank my sister in Christ, Suzette Thompson, for joining me. Thank you for your comments, sister. And yes, it's so important that we take the time to wash ourselves and make ourselves clean. And I love what you said, Suzette. You said, make ourselves clean. We have a choice. We could stay dirty all day long if we want to. God is not going to make us. It's a choice. And if we want to be made clean, if we want to be made whole, all we have to do is surrender to the process. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew in me a right spirit. That's the beginning process of the cleansing process. Because if we want to get right with God, we're going to do what we have to do. And that means we have to put off some things. We have to perform self-examination. We have to look at the conditions of our hearts. We have to look at the conditions of our minds. We have to perform self-examination and see if there's any ought in our heart. Are we walking in love? Are we extending forgiveness to those that have hurt us? Are we asking forgiveness from those that we have hurt? There are so many things that can hinder us from worshiping God. And so this message today was simply about preparing our hearts and learning how to worship God, how to reverence God, and how to honor God. We have moved so far away from honoring God. And I call forth a spirit of godly fear and godly reverence upon this earth, upon this world, in Jesus' name. Again, my name is Stacy Lunsford. Thank you so much for joining me. God bless you. And we will meet together again in my music room. And our next scripture reference will be Psalms 96. So please take the time to read, review, study, write down any questions you may have, and bring them to the table for discussion. Have a wonderful day. I love you. God bless.